Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. الله الله الله. لا إله إلا محمد رسول الله رب العالمين وتدان محسن وتقان أهل محل النصر والقيم الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أنزل علينا كتاب مبين. All unqualified praises due to Allah, and after that all unqualified praises to Allah. All unqualified praises due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear. وَكَانَ أَخْرُ مَا نَزَلَ مِنْ آيَاتِهِ and revealed in this last ayah. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَةً وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامِ الدِّينِ. This day have I completed, my favor upon you, perfected my favor upon you, and I have preferred for you al-Islam as your way of life. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ and I bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, reservation, or embarrassment that there is no object of worship except Allah. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ His is the kingdom. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ To Him is due all unqualified praise. بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرُ In His hand is all good. وَهُوَ أَلَّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ And He has power over everything. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد and we bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, reservation, or embarrassment that Muhammad is his slave servant and his messenger and we pray, O Allah, send your prayers, your peace, and your blessings upon our leader Muhammad wa ala alihi upon his family wa sahbihi upon his companions ajma'in, all of them. Wa ayyuhal muslimun, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الحمد لله رب العالمين أما بعد ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقذ ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإنما على عسر يسرا إنما على عسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلا ربك فارغب صدق الله العظيم. This is Surat Al-Inshara, Surat Al-Shah, different labels for it, the expansion. And it says, have we not expanded for you your breast and removed from you the burden, the one which burdened your back, and raised high the esteem in which you are held? So verily, with every difficulty, there is relief. Verily, with every difficulty, there is relief. Therefore, when you are free from your immediate task, still labor hard and to your Lord turn all your attention. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Sadaqallahu Alameen. Let's say at the beginning that we're just going to cap off this subject matter today. You know, I always tell you, it's like, I don't know when it's going to end, I don't know where it's going to end, et cetera. But for now, this one is going to be the end for now. And inshallah, we pick it up at another time for detail. My hope and my prayer after I finish these prefatory comments is that at least give you an abstract walkthrough of each of the verses in principle. It will not be a detail. That's the capping off. It's like, okay, Rita, here's my humor to myself when I resolved upon that decision. I said, hey, look, stop trying to swallow the ocean. Right? Come on now. You see how much it is. Why are you going to think you're going to keep it? And the question is, how do you eat an elephant, right? One bite at a time, right? I said, come on, man. You just do this. Just do that, and that's that for now. Mashallah. And so that's where we are. I do want to tell you that for today, as we're speaking right now, we did a series in 2022, Our Family, Our Future. I don't know how many elements were to that. It's maybe 13 or 14, maybe. But for what I won't be able to detail today, you can go to the Blog Talk Radio, February 11, 2022. I don't know if we... Vimeo should be on there. I don't know. I can't promise. The February 11, 2022 segment under the main heading, Our Family, Our Future, it gives details that I'm not going to be giving today. It's not my plan to give it today. But let me continue the cornerstone of everything, this is the woman. We're labeling it 11, but I've already told you this is kind of like the cap off of the woman. And here's the general definition, the general maxim that we've been operating upon and that we're striving to get people to subscribe to. And that is, the woman is a God-given, God-written symbol. The woman is an ayah to be read. The woman is a walking embodiment of life and what life is in its nature and how it should be responded to. That's kind of like the preamble to all of this, okay? And I'm going to read it one more time. The woman is a God-given, God-written symbol. The woman is an ayah to be read. The woman is a walking embodiment of life and what life is in its nature and how it should be responded to, okay? This chapter that we're walking through is just one chapter that was selected to kind of be the holding place for the primary ideas related there. All right. So we're just going to walk through each of the verses, say something about them, and keep walking. So, Alam Nashra Laka Sadara. All right? Oxytocin. Oxytocin is a hormone and a neuropeptide produced in the hypothalamus and released in the pituitary gland. It plays a significant role in social bonding, sexual reproduction, childbirth, and the period after childbirth. Oxytocin, understand this, oxytocin, it's not oxycontin. So when you hear oxy, no. But there's an easy fall off to think that it's, I guess with the oxy label, must be related to it, to have to ask the professionals. But as relates to this, oxytocin is often called the love hormone because it is released when people bond socially or cuddle. Remember that, brothers? You know, I'm not going to pass up lipstick anymore, right? It's also involved in maternal behaviors and is released in large amounts during labor, facilitating childbirth and lactation. The growth of the breast during pregnancy, this can be seen as analogous to the expansion of the uterus during labor. So here you got two expansions there. Biologically, we're talking about reading the signs. So, elem neshera, like I said, we're not expanded. So there's an expansion that happens there while the pregnancy is happening. Then when it's time for that baby to come out, another expansion comes, right? So I want you to see the connection. The expansion could also metaphorically relate to the emotional opening, to the emotional opening in and the vastness of love a mother feels, catalyzed, meaning it's stimulated, it's amplified, activated. It's catalyzed by hormonal changes. This is just one. It's just one chemical element, oxytocin. All right, so what is the message of this as relates to the woman as a sign? The woman as a sign to be read and as a symbol, as an example, which if we understand what's going on with her and make the translation to our personal lives, what does that mean for us? Reading it directly from what's being said here is that your breast has to expand. Your breast has to expand, you know? With men, it's talking about our heart, talking about our chest and all that. You know, so many things. There's a saying in the sports field, one of these sports talk shows. It's like, say it with your chest. It's like if someone, you know, has low self-esteem or low, you know, chest ain't like that. Someone with greater self-esteem, they're either straight or it's out there like that, right? So expanding your breast is also speaking to us about courage, speaking to us about being open-hearted, speaking to us about being open to others. So then this is also a quality. Specifically, when we talk about sudur and we talk about sadarak, we talk about that, a translation that we want to apply to it here, is the heart. It's heart. It says sudur is going to elam nashala laka sadarak is saying chest more first, right? But sudur is also connected with the heart, right? So the expansion of the heart, and I just want to say to keep it simple and to keep it moving, the idea is about love because that's what's happening in the mother-to-be, the expected mother. What's growing in her is also the love for what's growing in her. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the chemistry suit that destiny. More and more and more, the chemicals that would cause her to be the mother that she must be in order for Allah's plan in the life of that child to continue in the direction he wants it to go, then the mother as a partner in this process, the biology is already fixed to do what it does. But now we, as conscious beings, have to take responsibility for the realization of these in real time. When I say that, that means, okay, God is already telling me, if I'm reading it right, I have to become more loving for what's growing in me. All right? Okay, well, that's for all of us. One of the things for all of us, we have to learn how to love more. We have to learn how to care more. I don't care how many times you've heard it from the church, the preacher, whatever. Hear it now. Got to learn how to love more. You have to learn how to care more. You have to be in the spirit of loving and caring. It's not always militancy and acquisition and protect myself from what these folks is trying to do. Come on now, you can hear all them Beatles songs. And, you know, they got the new movie out with the... Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. Okay, let's move on. I got to keep going. The prophet has already given us this. Let me say this too. It's not an oversimplification, but it is simple. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beauty of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he is a living model of the Word of God. He is the Quran walking. All this technical stuff, quote unquote, I'm not diminishing anything I'm saying. I'm just trying to move on. Yeah, you can get the technical. Alhamdulillah, but he's from the Ummi. And his message is not just for the elite. His message is not just for the philosophers or for the intellectuals or for the scientists. The message is for the common person first and primary, such that everybody can get it. But if, as was the case for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the understanding, it said, "Ana bi qari'in," I'm not among those who are readers, right? I'm not among those who read. He's the ummi, the unlettered prophet. So it's for the, it's accessible to the common person. Quran, yes. But even absent the Quran, if you have the life model of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listen to his reports, listen to his hadith, listen to his way of being, and imitate, quote unquote, emulate, better word, and emulate that, and you're going to get the scientific benefit that's inside of the practice. Example, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the greeting is not complete without the handshake. Talking about men, obviously, sisters, they can do that too among themselves. But the greeting is not complete without a handshake. Assalamu alaikum. There's a connection between what the nerves in the palm of my hand and its connection with my heart. The vagus nerve, not Las Vegas. The vagus nerve. It's right. When I shake hands with you, there is a stimulation, a chemical stimulation going on in my body that brings about more love and brings about more sensitivity, how can you say, rapport. But what is that? That's just the hadith of the prophet. It's just the practice of the prophet that gives you the scientific benefit whether you know it or not. So just do what the prophet said. It's going to be fine. Let's move on this love. The prophet said, peace be upon him, none of you is a believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. He said, none of you are going to enter paradise until he believes. And none of you believe until you're motivated by love. Not motivated by jealousy, not motivated by envy, not motivated by revenge, not motivated by acquisition. Until you're motivated by love. So when we do what the prophet says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether we know it or not, this is an analogy I always use. You walk up to a vending machine, right? You walk up to a vending machine. Let's go back to the old vending machine. You know, we used to put coins in them. You put it in the vending machine, and it would automatically give you what it's vending, okay, after you put in what you're obligated to put in. Then it comes out automatically. Do you need to know all the mechanisms? Do you need to know all the details? Do you need to know all the hows, whys, and wherefores that makes this machine deliver to you whatever it is that you are paying for? No. Just do that first thing, and the machine does the rest. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do what he says do, and then the consequences that Allah has designed in that behavior for as a benefit, as a consequence of that behavior, you're going to get those benefits. One real quick. قُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْلِ يَسْمُتْ The prophet, peace be upon him, he says, say what is good or keep quiet. Think that's a good practice? Let me tell you, brother, don't tell the sisters, but look, that hadith has to do with the food that's being served. That's the first place that it comes out. If you ain't got nothing good to say about the food, just don't say nothing. All right? But it applies to other things as well. All right, so the point is that the only point that I'm seeking to make right here is just if we would just practice what the don't worry. I don't know that grammar. I don't know how to read the Quran. I don't even know if the book is upside down when I'm looking at it. Don't worry about that. You can read about the life of the prophet just like you read any other story. Just read his story, his seerah. Just read it and become familiar with his way of being. And your nature is going to connect and say, okay, what would the prophet do, right? And be that way. Be that way, whether you technically understand it or not, because you're going to get the result, because it's deen al-fitr. Our way of life is the way of life that's established in the pattern of nature. And if you behave in the way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam models for us, then you're going to get the benefit of that behavior from the creation itself, yours, theirs, and it. It's the religion of nature. So be natural. Do what Allah has ordered for us to do. Let's move on. So let's let that be verse 1. Oh, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have to add this. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, if you want to increase love amongst you, increase giving gifts to each other. Do you think that, you think that'll be, that'll build more love among a group of people? They just give gifts. Well, it ain't my birthday. It ain't my anniversary. I didn't have no special achievement. No, I'm just giving you the gift out of love. To build the love. Right? Okay? Alam nashrah laka sadrak. So the idea is to expand the love, to grow the love. Remember, this is a sign in the woman, but it's a sign for the way that we, males and females, all have to be in order to get to where Allah wants us to be. That's just one sign. Read the sign. Be more loving. Be more caring. Embrace each other more. Number two. Verse 2. أَلَمْ نَشْرَ لَكَ صَدَرَكَ وَوَدَعَنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ and remove from you your burden. I'm staying with the analogy of what's going on with the woman when she gets pregnant, when she's in during that pregnancy, and when it comes to labor. This is, I say, written in this whole chapter, and it gives us therefore models of how to be in life. Remove the burden from your back. So the birth of a child removes the physical burden of carrying a baby, similar to the removal of a figurative burden. So this woman, she's been carrying this burden, and it is a burden. And yes, if you've seen them at the top of the process, looking for a seat, man. you can't have no compassion, no love, no mercy for that. That's a massive sacrifice that she's making. Do you understand that whenever a woman decides that she's going to have a baby and deliver it, let me say, I don't know the scientific, I got medical folks in front of me, the scientific terminology for how can you say au naturel, right? That particular situation is one where you see how, you see how Shaitan works? Like, Shaitan come through like, what these niggas doing? He's like, this is supposed to be Juma. What's going on? Let me survey this situation. See if it's what it's supposed to be according to my standards. I just got to point that out to you in case you didn't see it. Now, back to what I was talking about. The childbirth, the birth of the child, removes that physical burden. And this woman who accepts to be pregnant and have that delivery, she's also accepting the potential to die. That's very real. Okay? The two chemicals that I want to mention to you right now is prostaglandins and oxytocin, we've already mentioned. They play roles in this process for causing the contractions and to help deliver the baby, thus relieving the mother of the weight and the discomfort of the pregnancy. That is, this is what Allah has done, right? And in this section where it says, وَوَدَعَنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ, have we not removed wada'a? This wada'a, the entire surah is addressing laying down burdens and delivery. This wada'a speaks to the moment of pleasure that the woman feels sometimes during as well as after the labor and delivery of the child. That is, there's a moment when the child passes through that uterus, the last part passes through the uterus, and all of that labor and all of that forcing and all of that pain and all of those contractions, now it's over with the exit of that child from her womb. And there's a moment of pleasure there that only a woman in that case can have. It's inexpressible for as far as, well, we can imagine this, imagine that, but no. The only one who can get that is the woman who delivers a vaginal birth in that natural situation. As I've said before, I'm not making any judgments on anybody. I'm just telling you what the facts are. And so in terms of that delivery, that pleasure and pain moment, because this whole surah is marked with osri yusra. That's what's going on during the labor. During the labor, there, okay, push. I know I'm bringing back memories or something, but they had to put me out of the operating room. Wallahi, for Camila's birth, I was FOI at that time. You know, FOI, we don't play that mess, man. So it's like, I said, what you doing? He said, get him out of here, right? They put me out, FOI and all, right? Because it's a different operation that's going on. But the pain and the transformation that you see in the woman's face as she goes through all of, I mean, it's like omen, like, you know. Like, but then when it gets delivered, and it's a pleasure that only she can have. And this is after all of those burdens related to the childbirth, from morning sickness up to that very delivery. Well, God is telling us the same thing, and this is something that you may not know. 69% of the midwives surveyed who have assisted in 206,000 births under this particular survey, 206,000 births have witnessed obstetrical orgasms. Obstetrical orgasms. That is, orgasms in the midst of all that pain. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, verily, with difficulty is the ease. With difficulty is the relief. And this portion, وَوَدَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ, the one that did gall your back. So the pains of labor often felt in the back, they are intense and they can be seen as a galling experience. The body releases beta endorphins to help naturally relieve this pain, providing a physiological form of relief. What I'm saying, God has said, what we might look at and see as all pain, Allah has, in the design of the physiology, taken care of the pain by nature, and he increases it in accordance with the needs of the, Allah is the doctor. Allah is the surgeon. Allah is the one that's providing the wherewithal, because he knows the body and the bodies that are involved with this. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And as we close this portion of the khutbah, know this about us and God. So I'm talking about the pregnancy and the labor and the delivery, but all they are signs. This is our life. Think about you and your situation personally, what you personally right now may feel yourself facing, and maybe you've been facing it for X number of days, weeks, months, I don't know, maybe years. Okay? Well, that's your labor. That's your labor. Is it burdening your back? Is it difficult? Is it hard? Allah is not absent. Allah is present. And the sign in this pregnancy and labor of the woman is only a sign of how you have to act. What does she do? The woman doesn't try to jump up off the bed, jump up off the operating table, and say, let me out of here. I ain't going through this. No, you got to sit there and take it or give it, however you want to take it. All right? In the scheme of Allah, whatever burden, whatever difficulty, whatever challenge you're facing right now, if it's not just going away, poof, that's your thing. You got to deliver. You got to go through the labor.
But you have to do so recognizing that God is not absent in the process, and Allah always knew and knows what it is that we're suffering. But he's saying, as he did to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's always saying to us, haven't I done this, and haven't I done that, and haven't I done this in the previous surah? He's saying, okay, that's life. That's how it goes. Not the best way to say it, but I think you'll get it. Suck it up. And think on God. God, I know you're not absent. I know you're present. I know you see. I know you recognize. I need your help. Help me to hold on. Help me to hold up. Help me to resign myself to your presence in this. Help me never to doubt you. Never to think that you hate me and that you want to hurt me and that you want to put, I'm talking about someone talking to God. Once you have a personal relationship with God, is that understand, I know you're good. I know you're God. I know you're present. And I know with difficulty comes relief. And I know this too shall pass. If we believe that, then we're in good shape. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب آمين اللهم آمين الله أكبر بسم الله working through these last verses here of سورة الإنشراح it says we relieved you of the burden and raised high the esteem in which you are held. When this childbirth process is complete, when it's complete, then the mother's sense of esteem and accomplishment. This is another thing. A woman who has had a baby and gone through what she's gone through. Yes, I know there are exceptions. We have postpartum psychosis and other, that's not what we're talking about. Those are the exceptions. And may Allah have mercy on them and help them and guide them, etc. But in Allah's design, there's a measure of pride. There's a measure of achievement, measure, sense of achievement, sense of accomplishment, sense of esteem in the mother. I did that. She looks at that baby that she hadn't seen for all those months but had been rubbing her belly and feeling like the baby, and it was right there with her, but she hadn't seen it yet. And then finally, when she sees it, I did that. I did that. And the pride and the love, I'm going to send you back again. Go to the February 11, 2022 blog talk piece. You can get the details. I'm leaving out a lot of details right here, right now, that have to do with this whole process. But so as to get finished, the idea is that there's a rush of hormones. We've already talked about oxytocin. And after that delivery, there's an enhanced feeling of bonding and love, and her emotional state is elevated. In order to see something similar, look at the championship wins by sports teams and figures, well, even if the individual accomplished, where, well, whatever, Michael Jordan's, you know, iconic crying, kissing the basketball, you know, was Kansas City Chiefs rolling down on the ground. Steph Curry, what they gonna say now? So many championships. Muhammad Ali, I shook up the world. Look at all these championships. What's happening in that moment? What's happening in that moment is that that's all the stuff I went through. All those extra training and restricting and disciplining myself and doing what I didn't feel like doing and taking what I didn't feel like taking. But I kept the goal in mind, what it is that I'm trying to achieve, what it is I'm trying to accomplish. And when I accomplish that, I'm just overwhelmed because all of that comes flooding into my mind, my heart, and my consciousness, knowing that I'm now in possession of what I made all those sacrifices for. Then when you see that, you can get an idea of what a mother is feeling when she sees her child. raise high the esteem, not only the esteem that others hold you in, but your self-esteem. That's another thing that so many, you need to work on your self-esteem. How do you see yourself? When you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? This thing about nothing, man. Let's try this. It works. Look yourself in the mirror. Look yourself in the eye. Look yourself in the eye like you're looking at another person and say, I love you. Look in the mirror. See how you feel when you do that. You look at it. See if you go, now, watch yourself now. Some of us can't even stand to look at ourselves and say that. Look at yourself. Look yourself in the eye and say, I love you. Smile when you say it. I love you. I love, say it 10 times. I love you. I love you. I love you. See if you don't feel different. And do it day after day after day. As long as it's necessary. All right? So, have that in mind. Thank you for your patience. I'm going to just so briefly, inshallah, with this. These others I have said. When it says, raise high this thing, and now, here comes the pair. These verses resonate deeply with the labor process, which we've talked about, which intense contractions are the difficulty. They are followed by moments of respite, which are the relief. The cycle of pain and relief during labor could be seen as a reflection of the existential pattern. Listen, brother and sister, God has told us, days of varying fortune do we send to men and men by turns. Please, please, please. Take it out of any perception that you have that it's abnormal to have a not good day. Not good days are a part of existing. What about not good weeks? That too. Months? Yeah, too. Years? That too. Ask Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to reveal to him, didn't we find you astray? Didn't we find you poor? Didn't we find you an orphan? And didn't we change that situation? Okay. So get into that pattern. Don't let yourself be overwhelmed by things not being exactly the way you want them to be. That's life. That's life. And know this too. Anxiety and worry are your prayers for what you don't want. Anxiety and worry are your prayers for what you don't want. What does that mean? If all you're thinking about are your anxieties, all you're thinking about is your worries, then that's what your consciousness is focused on. And what you're doing, you're driving those things that you're anxious about and worried about, you're actually driving them more towards you. So it's a dua that you're keeping up, maybe unintentionally, unconsciously, doesn't matter, because the attention flows in terms of what you're paying attention to. That is, everything comes to you according to what you're paying attention to. And if all you're paying attention to is what's bad about everything, well, then things are just going to keep getting worse. Why? Because apparently that's what you want. In the matter of city, verse 7. So when you're free from your immediate task after birth, right? That work is done, but a new labor has just begun. Now, that breast that was expanded in the first verse, now it's time for it to deliver to the baby that was delivered. Okay, the baby came out, and here's the lactation. It's there, ready for the baby. That's that. We haven't even begun to talk about the raising of the child and what it's going to require, and the other challenges are coming. And that's the final verse. You can tie that in. The final verse says, when you're free from your immediate task, still labor hard. The parenting job, the role of a mother, the role of a father, in order to realize the goal and the aim that God created that creature for. That is now your job. That is now your job. And let's say this as we conclude. Still labor hard until your Lord turn all your attention. Brother and sister, I truly want us to look at ourselves and ask ourselves, listen, are you as accomplished right now as you hope to be in the future? Do you think you're at the top of whatever your thing is, excuse me for putting it that way? Are you at the top of it? Is there anyone anywhere, is there a level above where you are right now in whatever it is that you're doing, hoping for good? Were there not challenges that you had to overcome and that you had to face in order to get to where you are right now, even to get where you are right now? Osri Yusra, Osri Yusra, Osri Yusra. Now you have that. Oh, to somebody it's like, oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Oh, man, alhamdulillah, mabruk. Okay, are you at the top of the game? Is that all there is? فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْتَبْ. Okay, you got that. Don't rest on your laurels, as it said. Open up your eyes. Get ready for the next labor. Labor for the next level. Level up. Don't get satisfied. Yeah, your mortgage is paid, your rent is paid, your car is cool, and all that. Is that all it's about? What are you doing for the ummah? What are you doing for the building of ummah? Where's the bricks that need to be laid that you bring into the structure in order to make ummah exist, which is the ultimate marching order for all Muslims? What contribution are you making? What does your success have to do with that particular building? If it has nothing to do with that particular building, it's not really an accomplishment. Because the value of our development is to be put to use for وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّا يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. If it's all about clout and it's all about flexing and dripping and whatever else, nah, that's nothing. So have that in mind. When you're free from your immediate task, still labor hard. What is your next goal? And how does that next goal relate to your contribution to the master goal of building ummah? Make that the case. And to conclude, this is the last portion that we're going to deal with the women for now during this era, whatever you call it. Brothers, treat the woman as the sacred being that she is. She's not God. She's not an angel. She's not. But she is something that Allah has created to make all the things that I'm talking about happen. I know you have to be patient, but you also, I got to give you this. So I feel like I cheated you. Listen. Laysa dhakara kal unta. And the male is in no way like the female. And I thought, okay, what's one of the simple ways to make the value of the relationship clear? And it's this that I settled upon. The relationship is like the engine and the fuel. The engine and the fuel. The engine is in no way like the fuel. But what good is one without the other? What if you have the engine, but you have no fuel? But what if you have the fuel and you have no engine? You have to have both the fuel and the engine. Now, I'm going to help you a little bit in terms of what I've resolved upon. I think the woman is more like the fuel and the man is more like the machine. The woman can energize us to put all of our machinery to work and generate products. Okay, I'm using that in the broadest sense. But without the fuel, what good is the engine? Think about it. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذ سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسيع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يعده حفظهما وهو علي العظيم اللهم صل الله محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة من ذريات ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولي ولدي وللمؤمنين يوم يحكم الساد Father, we thank you for your graces, we thank you for your blessings, we thank you for your guidance, we thank you for blessing us to come to the door of that Islam. Oh Allah, make our hearts pure and sincere, make our vision and our focus to be upon what you have prescribed for us. Oh Allah, bless us to be free from our own shortcomings and weaknesses. Oh Allah, protect us from being distracted, protect us from being attracted to those things that are not good and not healthy for us, for our families, and for the community. Oh Allah, bless us to be builders of ummah without break, without let, without fear, without the discouragement that so many would put upon us. Oh Allah, bless us to be always encouraged and bless us to always keep you before us as the one who can be depended upon over and above all things for help, aid, and assistance. We beg this of you only, for none can grant it with hope but you. Ameen. Allahumma ameen. Wa akim as-salat. لا إله إلا الله سيدنا محمد رسول الله استووا واستقيموا يرحمكم الله وثابكم الله make our roads straight and even leave no space between us to stay down and divide us if our roads are straight our hearts won't agree الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قالا وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولا سوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فأوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك
وودعنا أنك وزرك الذي أنقذ ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلا ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. تقبل الله. الحمد لله. We have a great event. Make soon as. Yeah. Okay. We should be here by the time you get here. Inshallah. The HVAC man, if you feel the heat, you had this guy to thank, man. They tell me you handled your business last week, bro. So we would have froze out. But he took care of it. That's Naeem. Naeem, you married? No, oh, okay. I was just okay, you know what I'm saying? I was going to talk about skill sets, but it's all right. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so February 17th, Muslim Movement class, 12 noon. Also, birthday wishes to, not wishes, acknowledgement. Manaima Shaheed, Nuri Latif Hamid, and Shamsuddin Ali, alhamdulillah. Sister, New Africa Kitchen is presenting the Crab Fest. You can see the flyer for details. That's March 2nd, 2024. Also, Sister Billy Wesley is actually, she just started chemo. And so those, you know, I spoke to her son, Anton, who's in the Middle East right now in financial matters, called and informed me of it. So keep Sister Billy Wesley in our dua. Coming soon, we have Ramadan journals. And I believe that's going to be it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm going to block out.